hello out there in podcast land, all of you lonely smart nerds. Right, Mom?
That's right.
Lonely smart nerds. What are we? We're lonely smart nerds. But we have our own show. Yay! The dog's looking at me very... If she's going to stare at me the whole show, I don't know if she can sit up there, Mom. You know, I don't like it when she stares at me.
Go lay down. Go lay down.
Okay, that's good. Good, thanks, Ma. You're a good director. God. Okay. Here we go, then. The show starts now. Welcome to Living with Ma. Today's show is Mom. Today's show is Y-U-G-E. Do you know what Y?
Huge, huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
Today's show is huge. Today on current events, we have huge rock and roll reunion news, upcoming movies, and of course, our true crime portion. Ma, does the name Tad Cummins ring a bell?
Yes, he is the school teacher that took the 13-year-old girl, her science teacher, and they went on this...
Oh, science!
Went on this trip, and he brainwashed her to...
Oh, God. Okay, let's stop there. Tad Cummins is exactly what you said. Yes, Mom. Jamie Kloss update, and the most special thing of all. Yes, Mom, I forgot. Everybody out there in podcast land, we're going to do a surprise call to Cousin Dina because her cat died. Cousin Dina, the ex-Budweiser girl who went missing for a little while. I really don't know, but she's good now, and now she works at Michael's.
I don't know anything about her disappearing for a while.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so we're calling her with specific questions, Mom, that I pre-thought of.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep her on script. Okay. Mm. So, Ma, it's just me and you today. Is that okay?
Sure. Let's go.
All right. Ma wants to get the show going because I interrupted her ID channel show. Okay. Okay. Yes, Ma. Okay, you guys. This is the big rock and roll reunion news. A band called Bikini Kill from the 90s is reuniting. Mom, and I wanted to show you just like not their whole video, but I just wanted to show you a few seconds of their a Bikini Kill video and see what you thought.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's Bikini Kill, okay? What do you think of their name, Bikini Kill?
Yeah, that's different.
Like, you know, like, kill the bikini, like...
Yeah, get rid of it.
Yeah. What do you think? I know it's kind of hard to hear what she's saying, because all the videos are, like, from the 90s, when it was, like, the old recordings, you know?
Yeah, the old...
But, recording. So that's enough. You get the idea.
Yeah.
But, what do you think of Bikini Kill, Mom?
Well, it's a typical rock band, I think. Oh, it's not typical. Is that the wrong word?
No, actually, I...
It's
your show. I was going to let you run it the way you want it. If you want to call Bikini Kill a typical rock band, Mom, people may write in. Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, you're right, Mom. They're an awesome rock band. And they're reuniting. And if you don't know who Bikini Kill is, get your head out of your butt.
Well... I'm sure there's people my age and older that don't know who Bikini Kill is.
No, totally. And that's why it's okay, Mom. Like, you say whatever you want because it's your show.
From the, let's say, 50 age group.
Baby boomer generation.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I bet their parents know. Like Kathleen Hanna, the singer of Bikini Kill, I bet her mom... Like, I wonder if she shows her mom, like, videos and stuff. Like, Mom, we're reuniting. I wonder what the mom says. Mm-hmm. Probably like, good, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Call me from the road, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So Bikini Kill's awesome. Actually, Mom, they're so awesome. We're basing our entire move back to the East Coast around their tour.
Mm.
They're playing the Palladium in Los Angeles, California, April 25th. And we're moving right after that.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Okay, so, Mom, have you ever seen that movie Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins, the guy from Shawshank?
No, I've heard a lot of people talk about it, but I've never watched it because people say they don't understand it.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. You and I, this week, we're going to watch Jacob's Ladder, and then we'll do a movie review.
Okay,
but here's the news. They're redoing Jacob's Ladder.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know if anybody out there watches Grey's Anatomy. I put Grey's down a long time ago. I quit Grey's Anatomy. But there's a guy on there, and his name's Avery, and he's a really good actor, and he's going to be doing the Tim Robbins part in Jacob's Ladder. Mom, Jacob's Ladder is one of my favorite all-time movies.
Yeah, so you understand it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going to watch it, and then you tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you what I think. It'll be a movie review. It'll be fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard other people talk about it for years.
And you know I would never judge you or anything like that. You know that, yeah.
Over a movie?
Yeah. I'm just, yeah, okay. All right, let's move on. Okay, so I thought it might be fun, Mom, to take a look at a list of, like, some upcoming movie sequels.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Okay, Avatar 2.
No. That's science fiction. It's just not my deal.
Well, I love science fiction, but no. Okay, let's go. Oh my God, Beetlejuice 2. Yes.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Yes.
Same people or different people, I guess, playing this.
That's a good question. Let's go. Beetlejuice 2. Director Tim Burton.
Alec Baldwin. I think Mary Steenburgen.
No, it's Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis,
right.
The funny lady with the red hair from that folk music film that you like. A Mighty Wind.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the blonde woman.
Catherine O'Hara. Yes. Oh, my God. Somebody's calling. That's never happened before. Who is it? Dina? It's Dina. Answer.
Hello. Hey there. How you doing?
Let me have the phone, Mom.
Yeah, here. Cheryl wants to talk to you. Okay, hold on.
Yes. Hold on, cousin. I have to put it on speakerphone. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
I was actually going to call you in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the show right now. It's not live. I'm going to edit it. But I wanted to ask you some questions about your cat because your cat passed. So I wanted to do a call for all the listeners to hear where, like, I ask you about your cat.
Sure.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. So you're like on the air or whatever. Hey, are you at work right now?
No, I'm not.
Where are you at? You're at home? I feel like you're being on your best behavior because you're on the show.
No, it's just hard for me to come home because of my boy.
Because of your what?
Boy.
My boy. My cat.
Her boy.
It's so hard for me to come home. I have to stay here. But one night since she passed, sad about what I did, but I am happy that I did what I did because it would have been selfish. I mean, you would have been in so much more pain.
Right. Okay, wait, I have some questions. Can I ask you the questions?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. what was your cat's name?
His name was Casey, and his name is Kitty Cat. But I had it since birth. And his mother was Katie, and I named her after Katie Lang.
Katie Lang. Wow. I love that your cat's name was Katie Lang, because you know how, like, I'm really into the 90s? You're, like, into the 90s too, huh?
As well. Yes, ma'am.
I love that. I know. Okay. Okay, ready? I have another question for you. How old was it?
Casey.
Casey would have been 12 on 420.
Would have been 12. Oh, wow, okay. Was she an outdoor or indoor cat?
She was totally indoors all the time. But he weighed, he was a very tall cat, very muscular, but he weighed 25 pounds.
Ah!
And when I had to do whatever I had to do, he weighed 18.
Wow.
So he was even dropping, but still
right. Okay, I have two more questions for you, and then Mom and I are going to continue the show. Is that okay?
That's very good.
Okay, the last two questions I have is, do you think there is a cat heaven?
Honestly, I do not, because I believe that is a false that somebody put in people's heads.
You think that heaven is just a thought that people put into other people's heads?
It's just a false hope. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Tell us.
No, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious.
But, you know, I know he's happy.
Good. Well, cousin, I love you so much. You know I love you, and I can't wait for our East Coast reunion.
Oh, most definitely. I look forward to that so very much.
Okay, I love you. I'm going to go now.
Okay, I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was exciting.
Yeah, you were going to call her, and then she called you.
Yeah. Okay, gosh, I don't even know where we were.
You're talking about the second run of Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah, the upcoming movie sequels. All right, I don't really care anymore. Let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Jacob's Ladder. Somebody's going to be redoing Jacob's Ladder.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, okay.
Steve Buscemi's wife died, Mom.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, he's young, really. 50s, early 50s. How old was she?
Let's see.
And what was wrong with her?
Steve Buscemi's wife of over 30 years, Joe Andres, dies at 64.
Oh, 64.
She was married to Buscemi, whose wide body of work includes The Big Lebowski, Boardwalk Empire, and The Sopranos. For over 30 years, she was a filmmaker, choreographer, and artist. The couple married in 1987 and share one son together. While her cause of death is unclear, the couple was last photographed together in July at the after party for the film Puzzle in New York City, which Steve Buscemi executive produced. Okay, so we don't know how she passed yet, Ma.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you may not know this. Carol Channing died.
Yep, I knew that. That was yesterday, the day before.
Yeah. Yep, at the age of 97.
I just want to say, too, that Betty White turned 97 today.
It's her good one, Mom. Yes, yeah. Happy birthday to Betty White. No, great.
That made me think of when you said Carol Channing was 97.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're right. Okay, but Carol Channing died on January 15th, 2019, at the age of 97. Her publicist, Harlan Ball, said she died of natural causes at her home in Rancho Mirage, California.
Mm-hmm.
Channing played Dolly Levi in the 1964 Broadway musical Hello, Dolly.
She's very good.
Mom, remember when I was in the marching band and we played Hello, Dolly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I do have a little dish for you. I don't know what this means, but I think it might interest you. Prince Philip flipped his car.
Prince Philip.
Older. You're into the royals.
Is
I'm not.
Is that the,
I'm going to have to read you the article, Mom.
The Queen's husband is, Philip.
I really don't know the royals. And we're doing this because it's your show.
Yeah, I don't think he drives either.
Here
he's
we go.
80-something.
Prince Philip flips SUV and crash, gets breathalyzer test. Prince Philip and the driver of the other vehicle were both given breathalyzer tests. Police say that's standard ops, but imagine being the officer asking Queen Elizabeth's husband to blow in the breathalyzer.
He is the,
Both of them passed with flying colors. Okay. Whew. We're told the other driver suffered minor cuts, and her passenger has an arm injury. They were treated and released.
They're lucky then.
Ooh, look,
the
Ma, there's a picture.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
gosh.
That's pretty ugly accident.
Wonder where they were going.
Yeah,
what were they doing?
I didn't know he drove. Still drove.
So,
I didn't think he ever drove.
Stay off the roads. I don't care about the Royals, but Mom really does.
Oh, I love the Royals.
Yeah, I don't know about any of it, but... Okay. We are on now to the true crime portion, Mom. Tad Cummins. If for those listeners out there who don't know who Tad Cummins is, he had fostered a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old student while he was a teacher at Maury County High School. That he had convinced the girl to run away with him on March 13th, 2017, a move that spurred an Amber Alert and nationwide manhunt. Yes, Mom, your hands up.
He had told her that he was with, like, the CIA.
Oh, yes.
And all these.
Ew, God, I just got chills.
Tons of money.
Oh, God.
And, like, these stories of grandeur. And that probably helped.
Helped his cause.
Intimidate her a little bit more, yeah.
This poor kid.
But.
What?
They caught them in, like, Oregon or someplace.
In Northern California at a commune.
And, they were, like, in a campground, some little hut.
Cabin.
And they had, you know, a gas little camping stove there and stuff. And But she wanted to stay with him. She did not want to.
Well, Mom, who knows? Stockholm Syndrome. She could have said, if you say you want to leave me, I'm going to kill your family.
Well, that's exactly
so she
what
said,
happened.
Yeah, I want to stay with him. I mean, who knows? We know. But, look, I wasn't there, but it could be.
Well, now she's past all that. And she knows he was.
The spell's been broken or the brainwashing or the whatever.
Right, yeah, she's moved on.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, this guy.
But he got, like, 20 years, I think, which is not enough.
But look at his picture.
I know what he's creepy.
Oh, God. I need to scroll up. Oh, yes. Here's the update. Quote, "What you did to me was unspeakable." Mm-hmm. Tad Cummins comes face to face with teen girl victim for the first time since his arrest. A teen girl sobbed in the U.S. District Court in Nashville court on Wednesday as she came face to face with a man who kidnapped her and sexually assaulted her for a month. Oh my God, Mom. Okay, here's what the teenage girl said to Tad Cummins in court. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, "What you did to me was unspeakable. You saw a broken girl who was lonely, scared, and traumatized. You made her feel safe and loved because you saw what she needed and made her believe you would be her protector. All you were was a man who just wanted sex, and you used me and manipulated me. Tad Cummins is a sick, disgusting criminal." Oh my God, Mom, clap.
Good for you.
I mean, really.
All right.
What in the hey? What a, like, a cool statement, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just quit while we're ahead. Wow. So we'll be watching that one for life, too. This Tad Cummins guy.
Didn't he get 20 years?
20 years in prison. For kidnapping his former student, Elizabeth, driving her cross state lines to, quote, "have sex with a minor." That's putting it lightly, isn't it, Mom? To have sex with a minor?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
Okay. Jamie Kloss update. As we all know, Jamie Kloss is a 13-year-old kidnap victim. Both of her parents were shot and murdered. She then encountered God only knows what, Mom. God only knows where. And she's now with her aunt. Y'all know who she is. So here's a news story I thought I saw about her this morning. Oh, yeah. 911 callers say Jamie Kloss should get $50,000 reward for rescuing herself, Mom.
Yeah, it was. They were discussing whether the woman with the dog that said, "Let's go over here," and they went to the first house that was close to where they were, and that's where that man and woman were at, and actually called the sheriff and said, "We got Jamie Kloss here."
Kind of a philosophical question. Who do you think should get the money?
I think the people, the lady with the dog. And the couple at the house that called the sheriff. It should be split between those two.
Hmm.
But Jamie is going to need some money growing old, put in a trust fund for her in college and that kind of thing. Same thing parents would have done for her had they lived.
Right.
So I think probably if the people get the people that call the sheriff get the money, they should give it to.
Well, Dana. Check it out. Actually, they've set up a GoFundMe for Jamie and Nancy. It's on Nancy Grace Crime Online.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad to hear
so that. Everybody, you know, so if you want to give to Jamie Kloss, you can go there. So I'm for...
Who's managing that money?
God, Mom, that's a great question.
On the GoFundMe
money. I hope it's the
money
aunt.
That she's living with.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess.
That's the mother's sister. Yeah.
I just hope that she has someone she can trust.
Well, her grandfather is still alive.
All right.
And she's got her mother's got two sisters.
Okay.
And they've all been involved in her care since she got back.
Okay. Good luck and all that. Therapies and uncover, discover, and discard. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought this would be cute. So the only really update there is on the R. Kelly thing is that there's a couple investigations going on him. But, Maude, you know that show I watch sometimes, or I used to, Dave Chappelle? Remember the comedy show? Mm-hmm. I showed you that skit about Trading Places.
Yeah.
A long time ago, he did a skit about R. Kelly. And I just wanted to show it to you and see what you thought.
Yeah, okay.
That's Dave Chappelle, and he looks just like R. Kelly, okay?
That's ugly.
What?
That's
so you don't like it?
No, that's gross for me. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'm not saying I like the skit or not. I just mm-hmm. thought it would be interesting. I wanted to see what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's your show.
I don't like
you it. Don't like the skit? All right.
I thought it was gross.
Thought it was gross?
But
right.
He's got talent. He can sing and
that's why I like and respect and you, Mom, kind of because yeah. You know Dave Chappelle's talented, even though you think that's nasty.
Yeah, I like Dave Chappelle. Really?
No, we do. Mm-hmm. Trading Places is one of our favorite skits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On to the Section Ma. What are we watching and doing? I still haven't watched The Bobbitts. Did you watch it?
Yep.
Okay, what'd you think?
I thought it was good. John just... he would be difficult to live with. He was like difficult with the reporter that was actually asking him questions.
Maybe because his penis was missing.
Well, they reattached it, they said in this interview. But he really put her down. He said, yeah, she gives us off this act of a nice, sweet, innocent girl. And she's married and got a baby now and living a real low-key life. And he appeared in several porno movies. And so I thought they put him down a little too much, really. He was a victim. He was a victim, but yet they portrayed her as the victim. And I didn't like that.
Everybody was a victim.
Yeah.
And everybody was a perpetrator, I guess.
But,
okay, so I still need to watch The Bobbitts. It feels like work.
Yeah.
I just don't want to watch it.
It's kind of boring, really. It's not.
You're not selling it to me, Mom. That's it. I'm deleting it from the DVR. But you know one thing I have been watching? I don't know if
just watch little parts of it and see if
Right. Okay, well, one thing that I found kind of interesting, I don't know if you'll find this interesting. I only watched one episode, but it's Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. The only reason why I watched that is because, like, she's 90s. Like, we're about the same age. You know what I mean? It's like you following someone's career that's, like, kind of your same age.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, what do I think? I watched one episode. It's like Real World meets the show Real World from the 90s.
What about the show with the Squeaky and...
Laverne and Shirley?
Mike and the kids from Atlantic Beach.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Yes, Mom, that's good. Kind of like- it's like Jersey Shore... meets like Celebrity Rehab or something. I don't know, but I'm intrigued because
I'm 72. I wouldn't
watch. No, I watched that in my room. No, and I don't know if I like it either, but I feel I don't know. I'm interested. I'm watching Lilo because she's trying to, like, you know, do her thing, and it's interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll keep watching it. I've just watched one episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yes. You said you wanted to see the new Matthew McConaughey movie.
Serenity.
I watched the trailer. Ma, it looks so good. I want to see it, too.
This woman hires him to kill her husband for
$10,000. Well, Ma, we can't say that.
No, that's what they say on TV.
Okay.
That's all I know. All I know what I say on TV.
I was
TV.
Like, spoiler alert.
No.
Okay.
And I forget who the girl is.
It's Anne Hathaway, Mom.
Yeah.
And it's written and directed by Stephen Knight. Okay, so we're going to... Mom and I love horror. That's our favorite. You know, me and Mom, we didn't know we had the same favorite movie. It's
Mom,
The Strangers.
Horror.
The Strangers with Liv Tyler. That's our favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, also in the car today on our way back from breakfast, you mentioned that you wanted to see another movie.
It's a television series coming on TNT, and it's called I Am the Night with Chris Pine.
I Am the Night with Chris Pine. Okay, here, let's watch the trailer right now.
It's not just a one-time deal. It's going to be a regular series.
Entertain us, people. Oh, God, the damn dog!
Scared me.
All my life, people looked at me. My teachers. Strangers.
Yeah, okay, so we just watched the trailer for I Am the Night, featuring Chris Pine and Patty Jenkins. We love it, and it's not even out yet.
28th, I think, January 28th, it comes on TV on TNT.
Yeah. Okay, Ma, we're at the end of our show.
Oh, no.
I know, isn't it sad? But that's okay, we have another one next week.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to your listeners, anything?
Keep those cards and letters coming in.
Yeah. The postman the other day just, you know, dropped a paper sack filled with letters on our doorstep. So, yeah, keep the letters pouring in.